of hints and accusations. They took a cruise to Hawaii. It wasn't really romantic, just a different setting for the same pair of them. Hawaii actually depressed Harry with its obviously phony facade of tropical splendor and the locals debasing their native culture for tourist dollars. As the cruise liner left Honolulu for the trip home, Harry stood at the rail and watched the pier gradually slipping away, more and more distant, the gulf of oily, trash-laden water separating the ship from the land, slowly, slowly widening. Turning to Sylvia, standing beside him with tears in her eyes, he thought that the same was happening to them. They had already drifted apart, and the gulf between them was getting wider every day, every year. Once they got back to Pasadena, Sylvia threw herself even deeper into neighborhood politics, circulating petitions and phoning City Hall over this cause or that. Harry worked at the lab, longer and longer hours. The high-power laser project was moving along smartly. They called it the COIL, Chemical Oxygen Iodine Laser. Powerful stuff. He knew he and Sylvia were becoming strangers to each other, but he didn't know what to do about it. At her insistence, they went to a marriage counselor, who recommended they both see a psychologist. Reluctantly, Harry agreed to it, secretly terrified that somebody at the lab might find out. "You're boringly normal," the psychologist told him. The marriage counselor recommended they take a romantic ocean cruise. Harry stopped going to her, although Sylvia continued weekly sessions for more than a year. Harry wondered what she found to talk about every week. The years slid past relentlessly. Jacob Levy was one of the more supercilious physicists on the lab staff, but he and Jake got along pretty well. Levy knew how to keep his nose out of places where it shouldn't be. "I'll do the thinking," he often told Harry's team of engineers. "All you have to do is make it work." They made a good team. "With Jake's brains in our hands," Harry thought, "we'll make this laser actually work." Inevitably, the COIL program moved into the testing stage, and they had to transport all the hardware out to the Mojave Desert. Pasadena, California, Hartunian residence. Harry sensed Sylvia's eyes boring into his back as he packed his soft-sided travel bag. He turned, and sure enough, his wife was standing in the bedroom doorway, looking distinctly displeased.
"So you'll be gone for a week?" Sylvia asked.
She had that accusing stare on her face, her district attorney look, Harry secretly called it. In school, she'd been on the student council, combining earnestness and winning smiles to gather votes and move molehills. It had been a long time since he'd seen her smile, except when they were out with other couples. Then Sylvia could be the life of the party. At home, though, she was the district attorney. "Maybe a little more than a week," he said, feeling almost guilty about it. He brushed a hand through his thinning hair. "Maybe I ought to get a crew cut," he thought idly. "Save a lot of time trying to keep it looking neat."
"Vicky's birthday is a week from Wednesday," Sylvia said. "You'll be home by then, won't you?"
"Should be."
"Should be? What do you mean, should be? It's your daughter's birthday, for God's sake. Don't you have any feelings for your own daughter? I know you'd rather play around with your buddies than be with me, but you'd better come back in time for her birthday."
Harry fought down an impulse to throw something at her. Zipping the travel bag, he said tightly, "I'm not playing around out there. It's strictly business, and it's important."
"Important, sure. More important than me. More important than your daughters. They